Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, well, yeah, it's November,、mm-hmm. right? It's the month of November. So one of the big holidays for American people in November is the holiday of Thanksgiving.
十月份呢，我们才刚玩过这个万圣节，现在到了十一月，虽然在台湾比较不是这么会庆祝这个 Thanksgiving, 可是对美国人来说，它这也是一个很大的节日哦 ,a big festival. 所以 Thanksgiving 你大概就猜得出来是什么节呢？感恩节。
That's right. It's actually that weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend, is the busiest traveling day in America every year.More people travel on that one day, the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, than any other day of the year because everyone's trying to get home for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So it's a holiday, of course, of eating, of family, but it also in some ways kind of starts the Christmas holidays, right? Because it's about a month before Christmas. So it's around Thanksgiving people start to think about Christmas holiday plans or shopping, buying presents, all of that stuff. So Thanksgiving is interesting.For many different reasons, and we're going to find out more about the story of the Thanksgiving holiday. So let's check it out.
David's Daily Life. Thanksgiving time.
I'm celebrating Thanksgiving for the first time this year. Mr. Smith, my English teacher, taught us about this holiday. In 1620,The first group of English pilgrims arrived in America. Many of them died of hunger, but the Native Americans taught them to hunt and grow crops. To thank the Native Americans, the pilgrims had a feast with them. Mr. Smith explained,
That's why many American families celebrate Thanksgiving today.
Mom was happy when I told her about Thanksgiving. She said,
You're finally excited about school. How about I make a special Thanksgiving dinner?
Word power!
Thanksgiving. My family makes a large meal to celebrate Thanksgiving. My family makes a large meal to celebrate Thanksgiving. Teach, taught. Our soccer coach taught us the correct way.To kick the ball. Our soccer coach taught us the correct way to kick the ball. Grown. Many farmers in Miaomi grow strawberries in the winter. Many farmers in Miaomi grow strawberries in the winter.Today. Telephones and computers make life easier for people today. Telephones and computers make life easier for people today.
All right, so David is going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, and it's a very special Thanksgiving. He says, I'm celebrating Thanksgiving for the first time this year.
For the first time
this
year?
The first time. He's never celebrated this holiday before, so that's going to be interesting. So Thanksgiving, as we explained, is a holiday. They have it in the U.S. in November, and in Canada, it's a month earlier, in October.But it's basically the same kind of thing. It's all about being with your family. Not so much about your friends or your coworkers. It's mainly about your family getting together and being thankful for all of the good things you have. For, you know, your family, for food, for being healthy, for having a job, you know, whatever. Good things that happen in your life.We enjoy them and celebrate them on Thanksgiving.
不过呢，因为美国他们通常会在十一月份这个庆祝感恩节，那么加拿大呢，则是在十月。 Do you celebrate Halloween back into Canada?
We do.
In October?
In October, October 31st. Thanksgiving is the only holiday where the U.S. and Canada, it's a little different. In Canada, it started for farmers. It was the end of the summer. And farmers were thankful that, you know, God had given them all this food, and now they could kind of take a rest for the winter. Mm-hmm. So that's what they were thankful for. And in America, it has that same feeling, but a little bit different. We'll learn about the American history.
Right. 所以当然因为这个庆祝的时间不同啊，其实在美国跟加拿大对于感恩节的起源也是有一点点不同的。像在加拿大的话，主要是因为农夫为了要感恩呢，整个秋收之前的一个对这个地球，对或者是对这个整个上帝啊，给予他们的所谓的一个 harvest， 所以才会有这个感恩节。可是美国的起源的话呢，我们待会会特别的讲到，是有一点点不一样的。Anyways， 今天的重点 Thanksgiving、感恩节。
Our example sentence: My family makes a large meal to celebrate Thanksgiving.、Yeah, that's what people do. Let's get back to David. He says, "Mr. Smith, my English teacher."Taught us about this holiday.
Right.
So he's learning about it in school. Taught is the past tense of the verb to teach. That's what teachers do, right? They go to school to teach students. If you did it yesterday, you taught. Okay, so teach, taught, taught.
Right. 所以这个字很重要 teach, 教教什么什么或者是教导那么它的动词呢的过去式跟过去分词会变成 taught T-A-U-G-H-T taught 那么 G-H 是不发音的三态 teach, taught, taught
Right, example sentence Our soccer coach taught us the correct way to kick the ball Right, that's what coaches or teachers do They teach people All right, Thanksgiving David says in 1620The first group of English pilgrims arrived in America. So this is a long time ago, 400 years ago. The first group of English pilgrims arrived in America from England, of course.
因为当时啊是在1620年的时候，那么当时的那个美国呢还不是美国或者是所谓的美洲还没有那么多人的时候，当时在1620年，第一批的从英国来的 pilgrims清教徒 arrive in America.
Mm-hmm, exactly right. Many of them died of hunger.
不过呢，在那之前，我们可能要先回过头来看一下 arrive.
Oh, yes.
对 ，arrive 本来就是这个到达的意思。可是这个 arrive 呢，通常会加一个介系词，比如说 arrive at 或者是 arrive in。那么它基本的区分就是，如果你的到达的目的地呢是一个很小的地方，你用 arrive at 就好了。那么比较像是大城市或者是国家国土那么大通常会说 arrive in Taipei 或者是 arrive in America 那当然呢我们在这边呢因为 arriving 是我们今天的重点所以我们呢还是要看一下英文快一通
英文
快通 Oh yeah
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通知，打给爱注意。哎，这不是上次那个迷路的韩国大学生吗？他已经在机场准备要回国了。那超跑姐怎么没有来送机呀？
喂，请问你找哪位？
Hello, it's me, Plank.
啊？小帅哥，你在哪里呀、啊？
哦、I arrived at the airport half an hour ago. 我要去
机场。怎么会？你要回韩国了？怎么没有告诉我一下？我可以去送你啊。I will arrive in 桃园 in 1 hour.、你等我哦。
여보세요？啊，你要去桃园？我是在松山机场耶。而且我已经要上飞机了，怎么等你？啊！
同学们，爱注意哦，这下误会大啦！超跑姐都没有听完 Frank 说的，就急着挂电话，恐怕要白跑一趟了。同学们一定有发现，超跑姐和 Frank 两个人都用到同一个字 arrive，A R R I V E 来表示抵达哪里，到了什么地方。 不同的是到达的地方不一样， arrive 后面的介系词也不一样哦。像是 Frank 说的 I arrived at the airport half an hour ago， 我半个小时前到达机场，他用的是介系词 at， 后面接的就是像机场这样一个相对小的场所或者是比较精确的地点。举个例子， Bob will arrive at John's house in 15 minutes， 鲍勃15分钟以后就会到达约翰家。约翰家是一个比较小比较精确的地点，所以介系词用 at。 接着超跑姐不等对方说完就急着回答， I'll arrive in 桃园 in 1 hour， 我一个小时之后会到桃园。桃园是一个城市，相对于刚刚提到的机场或者是约翰家是一个比较大的场所，因此介系词要用 in。 同样再造一个句子，同学们就会更清楚咯。 Lisa arrived in China yesterday， 丽莎昨天抵达中国。中国是一个范围相对大的地方，所以要用介系词 in 哦。
喂 Frank， I just arrived at Taiwan 桃园 International Airport， 你在哪里啊？要登机了吗？
I just arrived in 花莲。你刚刚挂电话，我来不及说我要到花莲。
你是要去花莲哦？
对。
没关系啊，只要还在台湾就好。我现在出发，你等我哦。
不用。
同学们，爱注意哦。超跑姐果然是一旦看上了，天涯海角也要追啊。和前面那段对话一样，到达台湾桃园国际机场，一个明确的地点或是场所是 arrive at， 而抵达花莲，一个城市范围相对比较大，要用 arrive in。 今天教的 arrive in 和 arrive at 的用法，同学们都记清楚了吗？英文快译通知打给爱注意，我们下次见，拜拜。
Okay, so after they arrived in America, they had some tough times, right? They tried to grow food, but they'd never tried to grow food in America, and the weather was bad, and as the story tells us, many of them died of hunger. Mm-hmm. So that winter, many of them had a very tough time, and a lot of people died of hunger and some diseases and things like that, because, you know, it's tough to move to a new country when there's nothing there for you. There's no towns, no shops, nor to buy things. They had to find everything by themselves, and unfortunately, some people died. But the Native Americans taught them to hunt and grow crops.
Mm.
Okay, the Native Americans would be the Indian people, the people who had lived in America for many, 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 many years. They met these white people from England, and the Native Americans were very kind. They saw how poor these people were, how sick they were and hungry, so they taught them to hunt and grow crops. The Native Americans knew all the good animals, where to catch the animals, how to do it. They knew all the good food, right? Where to find all the good fruit and vegetables and things like that, and how to grow them. When you grow something, you basically make a plant grow. You kind of treat a plant like it's a baby, you know. You put it in the ground and give it water and take care of it, and after some time it will grow. This is what farmers do for us, right? Farmers grow all of the food that we eat. If we didn't have farmers growing food, we would go to the supermarket. There would be nothing there except potato chips and Coca-Cola. Maybe not even potato chips, just Coca-Cola. That would be bad. Really bad.
Right. 所以我们常说啊，我们大家长大或者是青少年小孩子长大叫做 grow up. 但其实 grow 这个字本身就有种植物，这个种花种草或者种农作物都可以用这个字叫做 grow。Grow something, 种什么东西。不过要特别注意它的三态哦。Grow, grew, G-R-E-W, grown, G-R-O-W-N.
For example, many farmers in Miaoli grow strawberries in the winter. Yay, Miaoli! We like strawberries, don't we?
Miaoli 的大湖的草莓。
I love strawberries, so I love Miaoli. Really, in the winter?
I bet you go there every year.
No, I go to the supermarket and I buy the strawberries from Miao Li.
Oh, I don't have to go to Miao Li.
You don't go to Miao Li to buy strawberries. You know you can buy them in the store in Taipei.
I know, but it's fun. It's fun to go there.
It's fun, but it's far, so you don't have to go all the way there. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways, back to the pilgrims. So, to thank the Native Americans for helping them and saving them, the pilgrims had a feast with them. A feast is a really big dinner where you eat lots of food. It's kind of like a dinner party.
Right.
Everyone eats and has a good time at a feast.
Oh. 就是大餐的意思咯，吃得很好。
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Mr. Smith, the teacher, explained to David and the class, that's why many American families celebrate Thanksgiving today.So that's why we do it today. Today meaning right now, in the present time. It might not actually mean today, on this day, but it could mean in our time, in the time that we live in. Okay? So we can use that, for example, and say telephones and computers make life easier for people today. Again, not today on Monday or Thursday, just in this year, in the time that we live in the modern time,Telephones and computers are here to make life easy.
所以其实这个有时候是英文难学的地方，因为我们会觉得 today 今天 ，today 今天 ，yesterday 昨天。可是其实 today 它变成有一个引申的含义，就表示现代、现今、现在这一阵子的意思。就像例句讲到的，比如说电话啊，或者是电脑啊，让我们今天就是现代的生活会比较容易。好，所以这个 Thanksgiving 回过头来。到底要谢谢谁呢？是 to thank the Native Americans?
Exactly, that's right.
所以跟那个加拿大的文化不太一样，所以 Thanksgiving 当时是为了第一批的清教徒来，因为当时大家也不知道怎么种植，然后地理环境又不一样，所以他们很多人呢都 die of hunger,因为饥饿而死亡了。不过 Native Americans 教他们如何种植，所以才会有So with the Thanksgiving.
All right. So David says, Mom was happy when I told her about Thanksgiving. Mom said, or she said, you're finally excited about school. He thought this was a really cool story. And the mom's happy. She says, how about I make a special Thanksgiving dinner?
Wow.
Ooh, that could be good.
Turkey.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to find out more about that tomorrow. But join us again. We'll be right back after the short break to say bye.All right, so that's pretty cool. David is going to enjoy his very first Thanksgiving. I don't remember my first Thanksgiving. I was too little. But I do remember it being a great holiday. It was always one of the fun, exciting holidays.
So do you have turkeys?
Yeah,
in
oh,
Canada?
Sure. We had all the same kind of food, turkey with stuffing and mashed potatoes, vegetables, maybe pumpkin pie for dessert.So we had all that stuff. It's just, it happens a little bit earlier in Canada. And we don't really have the same story of the pilgrims, but we still do the same thing. We thank, you know, everyone around us for making our life good and fun. So it's always a great holiday. And it also gives you the feeling that Christmas is coming soon, which is fun when you're a kid, too.
对耶，所以其实在感恩节的时候呢，大家除了大家聚在一起之外啊，还可以稍微讨论一下，到了耶诞节的时候，要买哪一些礼物送给哪一些人呢？其实是蛮 exciting 的。
Yeah, and also the food is just so good. If you like turkey and all that, it's one of the best dinners you'll have all year long. So...It's always lots of fun. All right, guys, we're going to be back tomorrow with more about David and his exciting Thanksgiving.
I'll never forget your kindness.
I'll never forget your kindness.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天要继续教大家一句用来表示谢意的句子。I'll never forget your kindness. I'll never forget your kindness. 你的恩情我永远惦记在心。这个句子属于比较正式的用语，大家可能曾在电视上看过。某人受了对方很大的恩惠，双手紧握着对方表示谢意，那么这时他可能就会用到这句话。Forget 就代表遗忘、忘记的意思。I'll never forget something.I'll never forget something 就表示我永远不会遗忘什么什么例如我们说 I'll never forget you. I'll never forget you. 就代表我永远不会忘记你。Kindness 这个名词就代表恩情、仁慈的意思。它的形容词是 kind， 代表仁慈的、有爱心的。例如 ，Jack is really a kind man. Jack is really a kind man， 就表示杰克是很仁慈的人，很有爱心的人。我们也可以用 kind 来形容一个人的脸，例如 ，My grandmother has a kind face. My grandmother has a kind face， 就表示我奶奶看起来和蔼可亲。下次如果你受了别人的恩惠，就可以跟他说 I'll never forget your kindness. I'll never forget your kindness. 希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句小聚会，我们下次见咯。
I'll never forget your kindness.
I'll never forget your kindness.
David's Daily Life.Thanksgiving time.
I'm celebrating Thanksgiving for the first time this year. Mr. Smith, my English teacher, taught us about this holiday. In 1620, the first group of English pilgrims arrived in America. Many of them died of hunger.But the Native Americans taught them to hunt and grow crops. To thank the Native Americans, the pilgrims had a feast with them. Mr. Smith explained,
That's why many American families celebrate Thanksgiving today.
Mom was happy when I told her about Thanksgiving. She said,
You're finally excited about school. How about I make a special Thanksgiving dinner?
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. My family makes a large meal to celebrate Thanksgiving. My family makes a large meal to celebrate Thanksgiving.Teach, teach, teach, taught, taught. Our soccer coach taught us the correct way to kick the ball. Our soccer coach taught us the correct way to kick the ball. Grow, 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 grew, grown.Many farmers in Miaomi grow strawberries in the winter. Many farmers in Miaomi grow strawberries in the winter. Today, today. Telephones and computers make life easier for people today. Telephones and computers make life easier for people today.